Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 234.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 234. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for being here today. I really don't have much to say before this particular episode, but it's going to be really, really fun. Again, I'm introducing one of our playbooks that is going to be released on Black Friday of this year. And essentially, we're releasing a new product line called Playbooks. And these playbooks are meant to give you a fast way to easily dive in to the path and sequential order of information you need to make some progress, some very fast progress and drastic progress in any of these categories. For example, solo piano, which I'll be going over today, voicings, the blues, comping, improv, so on and so forth. And what I've found in my experience of running Jazz Piano School over the last 7 years is that people want to learn about Students want to learn about certain categories, right? Certain categories of jazz. Like a lot of people are focused on just playing solo piano, or a lot of people just want to learn about improv, or a lot of people just want to learn about the blues, you know, and things like that. And so when you go into get that education, you kind of want that immediately. Like, I want all the blues stuff you got immediately, right? Or I just want a quick way to start really improving my blues, or I want a quick way to easily improve my solo piano, right? And so exactly, that's exactly what these playbooks are going to be used for, to give you a really solid overview and approach and path that you can follow to start seeing some fast results quickly, right, with ease. And again, it's going to kind of walk you down this path all about the blues, all about solo piano, all about improv. And again, these are going to be playbooks. These are playbooks that are there for you to follow, to practice, and start to implement immediately. So I'm really, really excited. Again, a lot of these are going to be released on Black Friday. And if you're interested, go to jazzpianoschool.com/Black Friday 2021. I'm sorry. What year is it? It's 2021, not 2022. Go to jazzpianoschool.com/Black Friday 2021. I'm getting ahead of myself. It's Black Friday, jazzpianoschool.com/Black Friday 2021. And that's just the number, 2021, right? No spaces or anything. Black Friday 2021. And you can get on an email list to get notifications about our incredible, incredible Black Friday special and offer that we're going to be doing. And we do this every single year. We do it once a year. We release our biggest special, biggest special of the year. I got so excited I hit the piano there. But of the year. And again, usually we release a new product line or a new specialty course. So again, the kind of the product series that we'll be releasing on Black Friday, along with our biggest discount that we ever release throughout the entire year, is going to be the playbook series. And so this particular podcast I'm going to walk you through right now is going to give you a little bit of insight into the solo piano playbook and kind of just walk you through some of the steps and show you and help you experience what it might be like to walk through the playbook. Now, in this particular episode, I'm going to move through the steps very, very fast, but each of the individual steps I'm kind of going over here in this particular podcast is a lesson all in itself, meaning I'm kind of cramming everything into this podcast, but in the playbook, each lesson is separated and you have a lot more in-depth education, videos from myself, practice videos, exercises, so on and so forth. All right. So with that being said, let's dive right into this episode. Here we go. All right. So when learning solo piano, we have a lot of different things to do. And obviously with our melody, that's going to be really the first thing that we want to try and tackle. So, for example, All the Things You Are, right? This is a tune I use a lot because it's a really good example tune. What I'm going to be working with here in this particular example for All the Things You Are is just those bars there, okay? So the first measure is just an F minor 7 chord. I'm just going to play root position chords for now. two, three, four. Here's our B-flat minor 7. So how do we turn a tune, like all the things you are, any other tune you play, into a solo piano tune that actually sounds the way you want it to? Here's the step-by-step process. The first thing you kind of have to distinguish and pick out is the style and the tempo, right? What style is it going to be? Because you can play this in a stride style. Right? Whoops. And so that's one style there. You could do walking bass. You could do just bass line alone in like kind of a two feel. That's a solo piano style as well. You could do more of like a Bill Evans-y thing where you're kind of hitting bass notes. I call this broken stride, jumping up the shells, playing some 1-7-10. Right, I went on a little bit there to the next measure. But my point is there's so many different ways to do this. You could do more of a harmonization style. You could do this. You know, fully lush. So you have to be specific about the style that you're choosing, right? In the way you kind of want to go down that path. And so essentially, when you're creating these different types of styles, the first thing to do is just pick what you want. Like, pick the style that you want to go in. You may not know, and that's okay, but that's why I gave a lot of the examples there. So you do have a lot of choices, right? And depending upon your skill level, there's going to be some easier steps and some harder steps. Now, one of the easier steps that I like to recommend up first is just melody with shells below the melody and bass notes in your left hand. If you're a beginner or intermediate, this is going to be very simple for you to do, and it's going to sound great. So here's your melody. You can play with just the bass notes alone. Even that's going to sound good. Right? This is a very beginner texture, and again, for a lot of the intermediate to advanced players, I'm going to get there in a second, but this is where you'd kind of start. Now, adding the shells of a chord below the melody, I'm doubling the A-flat because the A-flat actually is a shell. Right now, already, that sounds pretty good. I mean, that's starting to sound really, really great. And I just added shells underneath the melody. I haven't done anything else. Okay, so that could be the next step in your kind of solo piano journey. And the progression of the style that we're creating right now is kind of just a lush, arranged, two-handed voicing style. Meaning I'm kind of leading in towards this. Like something with two hands moving kind of together simultaneously, not the broken stride method that I was showing you before where it's kind of jumping. Right, moving back and forth and stuff like that. So adding the shells is going to be one of the very first steps that you're going to want to do, and that's going to be really, really good and effective. So you just add the shells underneath your melody and you're good to go. Now the next thing you could do is you can start to take on more of a two-hand voicing approach strategy where your left hand's going to be doing a little bit more work than just playing bass notes. And to do that, what you're going to do is play a couple of different structures. You have some options. So you can play 1-7. Down in this range right here, I wouldn't recommend 1-3, although that is an option, 1-3 in your left hand. So we have 1-7, or 1-3, or 1-10, or 1-7-10. Now, if you can't reach this, that's no problem. You can kind of roll this, or you can just jump up to the shells. But down in this kind of register right here with your F minor 7, this is a really great approach to use right here, 1-10. And then your right hand takes the remaining shell. So I'm playing the A flat here. That's the third. We need the 7th in there. And then I have the melody on top. Now, some of you might say, well, Brendan, that's the same thing you did with putting the shells underneath your melody. This is true, but there's a difference here. I've left my right hand thumb and index finger open now to play and add some more colors. And I'm going to get to that in the next step. So I can do this. can add some more colors and fills because my left hand's helping out more. You see that? My left hand's helping out more. But the first step is you want to go through your tune and start to arrange it like this, in this manner. If you were to use 1 and 7 here, then your right hand thumb would pick up the remaining shell here. And you would have this. And then all these three fingers are open to add colors if they want. So I could do this. I added the 13 in there. That's why it kind of sounds like mysterious, right? But this is going to be your first step. So you want to arrange the four bars how you want it, with just the melody, your left hand playing 1 and 7, 1 and 10, 1 and 3. Now again, 1 and 3 is really only used kind of up in this area here. Like D7, I might do this. Or D7, C7, even B-flat minor maybe. That's getting a little muddy down there, right? But 1 and 3 is used, for example, if I did this, right? So G7 to C7, there's my 1 and 3. And it's used very nicely in a 2-5-1, right? So I'm gonna pick my own here. I'm gonna start with 1 and 7 here. I'm gonna choose my A-flat here and my melody on top. So this is the structure I'm gonna use here. Now when I move to my next chord, I can choose a whole different thing or I can do the same thing. That would be the same setup there. Why don't we choose a different setup though, just to kind of switch things up, right? So in this setup, I'm gonna use 1, 7, 3, but all of my left hand. This is gonna allow my right hand to do anything it wants underneath the melody. So I have this, moving to this, moving to, I'm gonna do 1 and 7 here, and then 3 down here, melody up top. And in this particular tune, it just happens to be that the melody is a lot on the 3rd and 7th, as you can see here. So in this particular example, I'm doubling a lot of what's happening down here in the bottom portion of my left hand. This may change and will change a lot. If your melody is the 9, the 1, you would have something like this, where your right hand thumb has the 3rd, your left hand has 1 and 7, the melody is just a 1. But since I'm doubling it, it kind of creates this fun octave sound. So from the beginning, I have this, going to this, and then I'll do the same thing here, 1, 7, 3. Okay? So a lot of 1, 7, and 3 with my right hand, and that's okay. It's okay to have those structures. If this tune had more 2-5s in it, I would be using more of the 1 and 3s. For example, if I were a bell, going to that sus there, I'm using 1 and 3 here because of the 2-5-1 progression. There's not many 2-5-1s in the, there's no 2-5-1s in the first four measures of All the Things You Are. I'm sorry, there's just the 2-5-1 starting here. I could actually, why don't I switch that up? I'm sorry. I'm gonna go to the, instead of going to the 1 and 7 down here, I'm gonna use that 1 and 3 structure to give you that example there on the E-flat 7. So here, I'll make the voicing a little bit thinner, right? So when I go to 1 and 3 here, the voicing is going to be a little thinner, a little lighter, because we're up in this middle range here. All right? So again, my arrangement here is going to be this. 1 and 7, 3 here, melody. Going to 1, 7, 3. Going to 1, 3, 7 here. Going to 1, 7, 3 here. Okay? Sorry about that. So I threw that 1 and 3 to give you that example of what you could do in a 2-5-1 because of that 2-5-1 from the B-flat minor to the E-flat 7 to the A-flat major 7, all right? Now, my next step here in creating this kind of solo piano arrangement is to add some of the colors now from the remaining fingers I have in my right hand and left hand. So if I'm starting out here, mainly a lot of the fills is gonna come from these three fingers in between the melody and the shells. There are going to be examples where I fill in between the shells, but I'll get to those when I get there. So right now, it's up to you. You have the complete option here to create your solo piano arrangement to add chord tones or colors, however you deem fit, right? So I could add the 11 here if I want. That sounds pretty. I could add the 1 up here again. This is all about testing and building your relationship and building your ear, right, with what you like. I could double the 7 here. That's a lot of double notes though. I could add the 5 in here. That adds a nice balance, I like that. So I'm gonna choose that. And maybe I'll add the 11 with my thumb here. And the 5, you see that? So I'm playing 2 notes with my thumb, so I can get that 11 in there. Maybe I'll put the 13 as well. Now again, that's a very distinct sound with that natural 13 over that minor 7. Let me try the 1 here. Kind of like that better, I'm not really sure. I'll go with the 13. I like the 13. So there's my first arrangement. I've just literally arranged the melody in chord for that first note on the melody. Now we go to the second note on the melody. My left hand's playing 1-7-3. Again, you can kind of roll this or just jump up to the shells quickly. Now I have all four fingers to add notes here below my melody note, right? So I can add these in here however I want. So on this B flat minor 7, I'm gonna add the 9, the 5. Maybe I won't go for the 13 again. Why don't I do, I'll just go 11, 5, 7, 1. Actually, let me throw the 9 in there. I'm gonna go, yeah, there we go, that's pretty. 11, 7, 9, and then melody note. Right, so there's my voicing I just created. Now I'm just creating these on the spot. Right, I'm taking my time, I'm working through my solo piano arrangement. Right, now as when you get to a certain level, you won't have to take your time. This stuff comes out naturally. Like your voicings and things are gonna change on the spot. Right, and then I want to, what did I play? This. And this will all be done on the spot, and this is what happens with pros, right? Like everything is kind of arranged on the spot based on pickings and choosing, but obviously you gotta be patient. It takes a while to get there. So our first one is this, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly. I chose this, and then we're going to this. It's hard for me to remember. There you go. So we're going from this to this. Now I gotta choose my next one. Now here's where I chose to add 1 and 3. So I'm gonna play 7 here and the melody note here. Now I can add another note here in between the 3rd and the 7 with my thumb. Maybe I could add the 13. Right, I can also add like a 9 up here. That sounds nice. I like that. The flat 9. That's a very tension-filled chord. I like that a lot. So I'm gonna do this. Maybe I could add the sharp 11 too, with the flat 9. That's pretty out. Could add the flat 13. I'm gonna go with this though. I like my original choice. So I have 1, 3, 13, 7, flat 9, and melody. So we're going from kind of this big, lush voicing here to kind of this thin voicing, which is a really nice texture. And then here, finally, I have this spread here. And so on this spread, maybe I'll do, I can play my chord and then jump to the melody just like this. So maybe I'll do 5. So I need this 3 in here. So I'm gonna go 9, sharp 11, let's go 13 and then melody. So I'm gonna roll it too. I like that texture of the roll. And then jumping up to the 3rd there. Right? So I've essentially just built out my solo piano arrangement. And this is the step-by-step process we're gonna use to start building solo piano arrangements. And then again, we start to isolate the process a little bit and practice it in a step-by-step manner and go through the playbook, right? And this is how you kind of start to build your solo piano chops at arranging very lush voicings. Now, if we're doing more of a broken stride method, a faster tempo, it doesn't allow for this type of arrangement very fast because things are moving by too fast, right? Right, all these things are kind of moving by. Now, you can get some comps in there, and that's in the playbook as well. I'm not really tackling that today in this particular podcast, but comps, fills, and things like that, and how to add that into your solo piano at faster tempos is definitely there. But any tempos from medium swing and down will allow you to really lush up your voicings like this. Sorry. So here's my arrangement, right? So I'm going from this to this. Nope, not that. What did I have? This. Let me play that again. Right to this. to this, and then this. So that's a gorgeous arrangement there. I'll play it one more time here. So again, 1, 7, 3, 5, 13, 1. Actually, I think I had 11 in there. Here's my 11, right? And then moving to 1, 7, 3 in my right hand here, and then this, right? So I have 11, 7, 9 melody. 1, 3, 13, 7, flat 9, 3. Right, and then this. So here's 9, 3, sharp 11, 13, 7, and then to the melody note. Now look what happens if I strip all the colors and chord tones back, right? So from the initial voicing, right? If I strip away my 11, my 5, my 13, and my root, I have this. Again, this is like just the foundation. And then again here, I have my foundation without playing this. Right, so I took away three notes. I took away the 11, the 7, and the 9. And then here, I took away the natural 13 in flat 9. So I just have this. And then I took away the 9, the sharp 11, and 13. Right? So I just have this. So you can start to see how the foundation, if you practice the foundation of adding shells below your melody and picking and choosing the left-hand arrangement that you want. And by arrangement, I'm meaning 1 and 7 or 1 and 10, moving to 1, 7, 3 or 1 and 7, moving to 1 and 3 or 1 and 7, right? Down here, or even 1 and 10. I can't reach this, but I would jump to it. Moving to 1 and 7. You have to pick your left-hand arrangement. And by practicing this and moving through it in a step-by-step manner, you're going to be able to start to create arrangements for a lot of tunes. Now, this has to be done in a slow process, right? Autumn Leaves. Right? You can play Autumn Leaves slow and start to create these arrangements. And when there's no melody on a chord, you just create one. Right, so here's, let's say I choose this for my arrangement. Again, here's my melody note, 1, 7, 3, and I'm adding the 11 and the 7 again. And then on the F7 chord, there's no melody because the melody is being held, so I just create a voicing, 1, 7, 3. I always start off with my foundation, bass note and shells. I could add sharp 11, 13, 9. Right, or I can do it up here. And then I go, right? Sorry. Then I add my B flat major 7 here. Right? So here's my foundation here, 1, 7, 3. And then I'm adding sharp 11. I could add the 13 there. But it all stems from practicing your foundational elements first, meaning your bass note and shells, and then moving into adding those other things. Now, again, this is all dependent upon the style that you choose to set off motion with, right? At the very beginning of the tune. Remember, the first step was to choose your style. So the style I was recommending for most beginners and intermediate players, even maybe for advanced players too, like you could make this very advanced, obviously, as well. It actually fits a lot of different levels. The style I was choosing was more of this kind of arrange system with two hands. If you're in an intermediate to advanced player and you have more technical facility over your left hand and voicings, you can absolutely do, you know, more things by moving around. So I could do more methods by going. Right, do you see how my left hand's kind of flying back and forth? A beginner is not going to be able to do that, right? Even though that is a solo piano style, you're going to need to work up to that. Maybe that's a slow process, and this is all in the playbook, but I'm just saying the style dictates what the rest of the process is going to look like. If I choose that style, it's going to be a much different process. Right?
right? My left hand is going to require much more attention to practicing these specific elements to get it up to the level that it needs to be at in order to perform that style. Does that make sense? So it really depends on what style you're looking to achieve and what path you want to venture down, because all these different styles are going to lead you down a certain path with different strengths and weaknesses that you either have to improve or get to a certain level in order to pull off that style. I know that's kind of a very broad topic, and it might take a while to sink in, but you can't really jump around and try and do everything. And you'll make so much more progress by following the playbook and following the styles and the paths, right, when we release them on Black Friday, that, you know, that's where all the progress is going to come from in a quick and easy way. And I've seen it happen lots and lots and lots with all these different students, right? If you want to go down that path, great. You'd have to isolate some of your left hand for a lot of the time, right? Mm-hmm. Get used to jumping around from bass notes to bass notes. Now I'm just playing bass notes. After that, get used to jumping from you playing all your one and sevens. And then add in your other shells, right? Right, my left hand doesn't really need to think about what it's doing there, and then I just add my melody to that. And then I can add some more voicings to that. And then kind of everything starts to, you know, I added some more reharms and things like that. And that's also in the playbook, kind of like adding some reharms in. But that's really the foundational steps that it takes to get to that certain level. And again, that's a path all in itself inside the playbook, is that broken stride style, right? And then you have your baseline style, obviously, if you just want to kick bass the whole time. Sorry. You know, that's a whole style in itself, just learning how to walk bass, right? That's a path in itself. So all these different paths come with different skill sets and educational components that you need to learn and work on in order to develop that style. But like I said, the very first component, the very first step is picking the style that you want to achieve and then going down that path. But you can't really combine all the styles at once, because they're all separate categories. They're all separate skill sets that you need to learn how to master and work on separately before you can start to combine all of them at once. And that's what really the professional is doing. And like when I sit down to play solo piano, I'm kind of combining all of the styles together all at once. But when you're just learning all this stuff, it has to be separated out. All right. So again, go to jazzpianoschool.com to check out all of our amazing education. Go to jazzpianoschool.com/Black Friday 2021 to get on the updates list about the release of these new playbooks, and obviously to get our special and amazing, amazing, huge discount, Black Friday discount we release every single year on Black Friday. We only do this once a year, and it is the biggest discount of the year that you will ever see from us. And we've been doing this for 7 years, so hopefully, if you've been watching us, you know our track record, and you know that this is no joke. So if you guys have any questions, please let us know at any time. Hope you have a fantastic day. And as always, happy practicing.